the General Services Administration and the Homeland Security Department are doing something publicly that few agencies do, and that's admit a major program has gone off course and presented industry with ideas for fixing it. The major program in this case is the $6 billion Continuous Diagnostics and Mitigation, or CDM, program to secure agency networks and data. GSA and DHS announced a new contracting approach for 2018 and beyond. In his weekly feature, The Reporter's Notebook, executive editor Jason Miller writes about the changes they're seeking in CDM, and he joins me now with more. Jason, first of all, give us a quick backgrounder on the CDM program and why it struggled so badly over the past 3 years.
The Continuous Diagnostics and Mitigation Program is really the brainchild of DHS, GSA, the Obama administration, to do something more than just tell agencies to secure your networks, to secure your data. Basically, what they wanted to do back in 2013 is come out with a contract with a set of vendors that would standardize tools and software capabilities and services across the entire government, the civilian agencies we're talking here, not DOD. And at the time, this was a great idea. And Tom, let's be clear, it's still a great idea. But over the last 3+ years, the $6 billion contract really has struggled in some ways. It's been more complex than they realized. For instance, agencies thought they had 800 devices and endpoints, and they really had 1,000. So all of a sudden, this planning became a lot harder. The idea of flexibility was not built into the contract in the beginning. So now agencies, when there's new capabilities from cybersecurity, it's harder to get those on the contract. Or if agencies have money from DHS, because DHS and through Congress is funding this program, they can't bring in their own money. So let's say they buy a tool, and the tool has capabilities A, B, and C, and the tool also has capabilities D, but that's not under the CDM program. They can't go ahead and tell that the vendor, go ahead and also install capability D, and I'll pay for that. They'd have to do that under a new contract. And then additionally, Tom, I'll tell you the other big challenge is big protests. Every time there's an award, these task orders, and there's a new task order every few months, and they're always being delayed by protests. Now, to GSA and FedSIM's credit, they win them all for the most part, but this still delays it. So there's a series of challenges they've faced that really has stuck agencies and many agencies in what they call phase one of this program. And there's four phases. So they're behind in terms of initially they'd said, let's get this done in 3 years. And here we are 3 years later.
Sounds like some pretty classic contracting problems that we've seen in other contexts going back to the 1980s, really. What do GSA and DHS plan to do to fix all of this?
So I think a couple things are happening that really are going to make a difference. The first thing is GSA released a request for information to set up a new special item number under Schedule 70. That's the IT schedule. The SIN would be for all of these CDM products and some services potentially, that they would take 169,000 products that are currently on the approved list from DHS and move them under Schedule 70, so easier to get to.
These are products and services?
These are just products right now under the approved products list. Now, the RFI does say, what about services? How could that be part of it? Because sometimes, as you know, you don't just buy a product, Tom. You buy a service as well to install that product. So this the RFI is out there. People can comment on it. They can answer questions. So that's one. The second thing that the GSA is looking at is an acquisition strategy where for each of the agency groups, now each of the cabinet agencies, the major agencies, are grouped in like agencies. They did this at the very beginning based on needs, based on the types of hardware and software they're using. And they would keep these groups together and they would award one large system integrator task order on top for each group on top of a contract. It could be Alliant or Alliant 2 or Oasis. They're not sure quite yet. And each of those then systems integrators would create a long-term relationship with those agencies that they're servicing, and they would be able to bring in those products and tools from Schedule 70 much easier and have more flexibility.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. That sounds like a good approach, but also a complex and time-consuming one. What is their timeline for all of this?
You bring up two important pieces, complex and timely, and with any timely, you got to add the bid protest piece. So the current CDM contract that was initially awarded in 2013 expires in August 2018. So over the next 18 months or so, they really want to get this new contract in place, deal with the potential for bid protests. So the RFI that we mentioned for the cyber center, the responses are due April 5th. From there, they expect to make a basically lift and shift from the approved products list into the CyberSIN sometime this summer, May, June timeframe.
So basically, they're getting rid of the contract they had for products and just simply migrating people to where they might already have contracts in the first place.
In some ways, yes. The getting rid of, I'm not sure is the best word, because I don't want people to think it's going away. They're just, I think migrating is a better word, because what they're saying is by putting it under Schedule 70, it's a lot easier to update, to keep new, to change prices. And I think that's why they're looking at the SIN. They've done that with other kind of cybersecurity SINs, if you will, and products and services.
So the SIN keeps the program intact in some manner.
Correct. Absolutely. And then you can also expand it easily. As far as these other acquisition strategy pieces, which GWAC they'll use, which government-wide contract they'll use for these system integrators, that's going to come later this summer with potentially an RFP, let's say late summer, early fall. They'll go through the bid process, the award process, the protest process. So by next year this time, or even next summer, they should have these in place ahead of the current CDM contract expiring.
Why don't they just use Alliant to simply let agencies pick who they want to integrate their cyber? Or they want all agencies in a given group to have the same integrator?
I think that's the key here, because that way they can ensure standardization and they can also ensure interoperability. You know, could you imagine if agency one picks company X and then agency two picks company Y and then they pick different products, you're going to end up where we were and where we have been, which is inconsistency, lack of standardization, lack of interoperability. Because remember, Tom, all this information will get fed to an agency dashboard, which then will get fed to a federal dashboard over at the Homeland Security Department. And that will also influence and give them real-time look-see into what the health of their network is. So if they would go off on their own, they would lose that interoperability, lose that ability to feed to the dashboard. Now, some may argue, well, they could just put that in the contract, must-feed dashboard. So maybe that is an approach. But I think what DHS is seeing is saying, and GSA, can we continue down this path that we've already well-worn, people are used to it, and then but make it easier, more flexible, and bring in some of the new technologies.
And real briefly, Jason, you've also written about the creation of a new cyber agency within DHS. Tell us what's going on there.
Now, this is the brainchild of Congressman Mike McCaul, the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, and also has been recommended by the 45th Commission on Cyber, the Commission on Cybersecurity for the 45th President. And basically what they're saying is, and there was a hearing on this just last week, Tom, and we know that this agency is coming, but they got support from Michael Daniel, the former Obama administration White House cyber coordinator, and retired General Keith Alexander, the former head of the NSA and the U.S. Cyber Command. But General Alexander went even one step further, Tom, and said, what if we just had a DISA, Defense Information Systems Agency-like agency for all cyber, all IT for the entire civilian agencies? And I think that is a really interesting concept, and it tags back to what CDM has been doing, which is a standardization and a central pot of money to deal with these issues. So I think that idea from General Alexander has a lot of, if you will, weight, and it also has a lot of background to say, hey, look, we've kind of started to do this.
Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, thanks so much for that update.
My pleasure, Tom.
Be sure to read his notebook online now at federalnewsradio.com.